Welcome to the Embrace Fertility Podcast. I'm Naomi Wolfson. I'm a therapist who specializes in supporting women through trying to conceive and treatment, and then through pregnancy and birth following infertility. My partner and I went through almost 4 years of infertility, which included IUIs, IVF, anxiety, surgery, and then a miscarriage, before we went on to conceive both of our ginger children naturally. I now run a 12-week mind-body program guiding women through the 5 steps of my unique Embrace Fertility method: comfort, coping, connection, clearing, and creating. On this podcast, I offer emotional support and share mind-body techniques to help you find calm and confidence, and ultimately find yourself again while waiting for your baby. So this is the final installment of our 3-part series, How to Emotionally and Energetically Prepare for IVF. As I've said in the previous episodes, these tools and techniques, suggestions are totally relevant if you're trying to conceive without the support of fertility treatment. I've just picked that as the title because that is a question that I get asked again and again. How should I prepare for an upcoming cycle? So in the previous episodes, I talked about how you could build up your resilience and then you can clear, ready for conceiving. This week, we're talking about how to align. Align with what you want, which is pregnancy and then stepping into parenthood. So how do we do that? The first step is to decide what it is that you want. And that may seem pretty obvious, but if we're talking about this in terms of bringing into our life anything else that we want, it just makes sense to label it really clearly. So decide exactly what it is that you want. And sometimes when you're going through this process, you realize that what you thought you want isn't actually what you want. Maybe there's a slightly different version of it. Obviously, when it comes to pregnancy and parenthood, this is pretty black and white, really. It's like, I want a child, bring it on. But how we really explore this step is to journal, to write about, either, you know, notepad and pen, typing into your phone or laptop, or out loud, verbally speaking what you want, making a record of what you want, describing it in great detail. So I want you to answer these journaling questions. 1, what is it that you want? And this could be as simple as writing, I want to get pregnant and become a mother. Or you might want to write more. 2, why do you want that? Why? This is where it gets interesting. This is where I want you to really look at what's the root reason. And I want you to go through the process of the 5 whys. And this is as simple as it sounds. You answer that question, why do you want to be a parent? But why? But why? But why? And ask yourself that 5 times. And it might feel like, well, there's not really going to be 5 answers. But especially if you're doing this in whatever way you process, in the best way, it doesn't have to just be journaling, you get to the real core. And a lot of the time when clients do this, it would be, I want to become a parent because I want to share that love with a child. And it's like, yeah, but why? And it's like, oh, I want to educate them. I want to show them the world. I want to experience life with another human in. But why? Well, because I think that's going to bring me joy into my life and contentment, and I feel that becoming a parent is part of what life is supposed to include. But why? And keep asking yourself. And this is such an interesting exploration, because not only does this really cement in your mind why you want this, it helps add to that resilience that we were talking about in part 1. If you know, if you've just decided that you want to have a baby and all you can focus in is having a newborn baby in your arms, it's just such a small part of your future. Whereas once you start exploring, well, I want, you know, I want to help teach a child to walk, and I want to teach them to ride a bike, and then I to teach them algebra or whatever it is in your dream. So like a big part of, you know, my dream when I was thinking about having children was teaching them about design, teaching them about creativity. My husband and I met at university while both studying design. And so for us, it's just part and parcel. It feels so natural that my 8-year-old can now do a technical drawing with elevations and plans and dimensions on. That look just seems completely normal to us. Well, of course we've taught him that important life skill. And my friends are kind of like, oh, Jasper's done a very detailed design of his bedroom redesign. And I'm like, yes, of course. We would expect nothing less. And so for me, it was about passing on that creativity, passing on the fact that you can wake up in the morning and go, I want to change my surroundings. I literally want to redesign the space that I'm in. And you can do that. And having the ability and the, what's the word? Like for my kids to be able to say that, to go, I want to, you know, move that over there. I want to put that there. I want to buy one of these things. I want to stick that there. It's just part of what we've passed on. It's like, that's what you do. You design and you create, and you know that there is, you know, for the vast majority of situations in life, there's a design solution. Anything that you come to us with a problem, I think this is why I've transitioned into therapy in such a natural flow, that as a designer, you are continuously seeing the problems in the world. It's just natural to see a problem and then immediately start designing the solution, immediately working out like the antidote to whatever the problem is. And so that's exactly what therapy is, isn't it? It's like people come to me with problems and I help them come up with the solutions. Oh my God, can I just say, I'm walking in the woods and this is when England comes into its own. It's the most glorious autumn morning. It literally looks like a painting. I'm actually going to go this way so I can just stare directly into the sun as I'm walking. Oh, it's absolutely glorious. I'll share a picture on the bottom of the blog page for this post. Anyway, yes, so really think about why. Why do you want a child? Because you don't just want a baby. Because if you just wanted a baby, you wouldn't be doing this. You wouldn't be putting all this effort in. If it was just, I just want to hold a baby. I don't know, go borrow a baby for half an hour, hold a baby. What you want is a tiny reproduction of yourself to be part of your life forever. And if it's not, this is where it gets really interesting as well, because if you're journaling and you're like, well, actually, I really want this bit, but I'm not actually so keen on that bit, that's where you go back to step two with the clearing. If there are parts of pregnancy, birth, parenthood that you're going, oh, I want everything else, but not this bit, that's when you go back to step two and you do the clearing work around those things. You don't have to be ecstatic about every single thing that's possibly going to come up, but it's about removing any resistance that feels really sticky. Anywhere where you might be saying no in mind or body to pregnancy and parenthood, that's what you want to be dealing with and clearing. So yeah, ask yourself those five whys. Why do I want this? Why? Then, next question. How do you envisage yourself feeling when you step into this new reality? Can you imagine going into the future, and if you just dropped yourself into 3 years' time, for example, 5 years' time, 10 years' time, how do you expect to feel? So this isn't about, I will have a 3-bedroom house, I live in the country, I've got 2 kids, their names are blah, blah. This isn't about this. This is about imagining what your life might be like. So you've done that with the why. You can use that space to write about those things. You know, it's like, I want, so one for me was, I want to live in the country. I want to live somewhere where I have a garden big enough for an adult-sized bouncy castle to have parties with a giant free bouncy castle. That is now part of our reality. That is something that was really important to me after living in an absolutely tiny one-bed London flat, ground floor flat, that had a teeny tiny garden, but it literally, like, postage stamp. Like, if you imagine, like, just throwing a picnic blanket on the ground, that was the garden. That was the space, and there was a teeny tiny flower bed around the outside that I made into veggie patches. So if you, so that the first step is where you can do that describing. It's like what you want your life to look like. So you can write the descriptions of like what I would love. And with this, don't hold yourself back. So when I was doing this process when we were trying to conceive, yeah, we were renting, we were living in this teeny tiny flat. We couldn't imagine, you know, being able to afford a house. We certainly couldn't afford to buy in London. We were like, how is this ever going to work? We didn't want to leave London. We loved London. The plan was to have a baby in London. And then it took so long that by the time we had Jasper, when I was pregnant with Jasper, was like, yeah, actually, this isn't working for us anymore. We're done. We're ready to move out of the city. And so the things that I was writing that felt really pie in the sky, like things saying like, I want, you know, by the time my child's five, I want a garden big enough to have this giant bouncy castle and have birthday parties with literally a bouncy castle the grown-ups can go on as well. That then was able to happen. So don't limit yourself in that first step with the describing and the dreaming and the like, oh, why? Like, why? How would that be amazing? How can I make it bigger, bolder, brighter, better? But the next step is, how do you imagine you're going to feel? And so carrying on with this rather random metaphor, so rather random story. So for me, I was like, if I live somewhere where I have this, you know, this massive garden and I can have these like big parties and something, everyone can be outside in the garden, how am I going to feel in that moment? I will feel free. I will feel, everything will feel spacious. I felt quite trapped in London. I felt very penned in. Our garden was overlooked on all sides by all like many, many neighbours. And so you go in your garden and a neighbour would pop out, be like, ha, ah, you know, quite fun, have a little chat. But it's like, actually what I want is to be able to go in my garden and just, you know, sit down, read a book without someone wanting to kind of update me on their life, without it, you know, being my choice. So I was like, it's going to feel spacious. I'm going to feel free. I'm going to feel like connected with nature, all these things. So yeah, write about how you want to feel. And this is where it gets really interesting, because actually if you do the feelings, it separates the thing that you think you want, or the thing you're dreaming about that you think is the thing that's going to make you feel a certain way. It might be completely different. It might look completely different in 10 years' time to how you imagined it was going to feel. But that doesn't matter. What matters is how you feel. Because if you feel the way you thought you were going to feel, and happy and content and joyful and excited and inspired, it doesn't matter how you got there. Does that make sense? So you're writing about how you imagine you're going to feel, and you literally end up with a big list of emotions that are not connected in any way to the reality in which you're living. They're just a list of emotions. And now, the third step is, how can you step into the energy of those emotions now? How can you align with how you imagine you're going to feel once you're a parent, once you have your child, children? Then those are the emotions that you start to weave into your life now. And it's so interesting when you do this, because I got to the stage while trying to conceive that I didn't believe this was possible. I was like, all of these emotions of when I'm a mother are reserved for when I'm a mother. So I won't be able to feel nurturing until I'm a mother, because I want to nurture my baby. I won't be able to give like pure unconditional love until I can give it to my tiny cherub. What absolute bollocks. Of course I can. Who did I give absolute unconditional love to? My cat, who came and arrived the night before we started our first IVF round. And so she literally was my fur baby, helping me through the treatment. And I was like, that love, I think when I was going through infertility, I felt like I had all this love inside. Like that line on, I don't know if you've watched the Disney film Encanto, but there's a character and he's like, I've got all this love to give, it's trapped inside. And he's like really depressed because he wants to like give all this love. That's how he felt. Literally, was like, I've got all this love inside. I've got no one to give it to. It's like, well, okay, start sharing it out, love. Don't keep it inside. Give it to the cat. Give it to Luke, my husband. Give it to my friends. You know, you don't need to go and give it to other people's children if that feels way too much. Some people do. Some people go and deliberately volunteer with children. So one of the Embrace Fertility members actually went to Peru for 6 months to work at an orphanage. And she was like, I have this love to give and I want to give it to children. I'm ready to give it to children. This isn't working for me and all the treatments and all the things. So I'm taking 6 months off. And she went and it was just, was so beautiful because she went and she was like, oh my God, like I just feel like, even though this isn't what I, you know, what I wanted it to look like, but this point in my life, this feels so aligned. This feels like what I should be doing because I feel, I mean, I'm aligned. I'm giving love to children. I am expressing myself in this most beautiful way by sharing this love. And oh, it's just, oh my God, it's so amazing. So amazing. So yeah, think about all these emotions. So I was writing about this while we were trying to conceive and going through treatment. And I was like, you know, I want to give love. I want to educate. I want to share what I know. I also want to learn. I believe our children are biggest teachers, especially when they get to 8, trust me. And you know, it's like, well, I can be learning now. I don't need to be waiting and having all these experiences when I'm in motherhood. I can have them now. So yeah, write about how you expect to feel and then how can you align. And you don't, I'm not saying move to Peru or work in office. This is a very extreme example. But what small things can you do? And like I said, for most people, it's not actually going to involve children because that may be too triggering. But it could involve just showing it to yourself. Massive part of the work I do with Embrace Fertility members is really guiding them to mother themselves, to nurture themselves. Because if you can't mother yourself in one of the most difficult and emotionally strenuous times in your life, how do you expect to do that for your children? You must be mothering the mother. Mother, mother, mother. And for the guys listening, start parenting yourself. Be the father now that you want to be. Start protecting and having that fatherly energy for your partner now, for your neighbors, for your friends, for your work colleagues. Like, step into that role now. And this really gets you thinking about as well. It's like, well, what does it mean to be a father for me? Like, what does it mean to be a mother? Discuss this with your partner. Like, what roles are you going to take on? What type of parents are you going to be? You know, are you going to be like the co-wearing, baby wearing, co-sleeping, baby wearing, you know, breastfeeding till 4 parents? Are you going to be the you know, homeschooling parents? Are you going to be the, my kid does all the classes, after school parents? They can, you know, pick whatever they want to learn. Like, how do you want to do this? And this brings up such interesting conversations with your partner, because for most of us, we've never discussed this with the person we fell in love with and married. We might have gone, you want to have kids? Yeah, all right, then that sounds fun. All right, then let's have some kids. You might have had that conversation. But how many people have sat down and go, what type of parent are you? How do you feel about baby wearing? So baby wearing, for anyone who doesn't know, is where you basically get a piece of fabric or a special carrier and you literally wear your baby on your chest, like a koala, like a kangaroo, for not all the time, but a vast majority of the time while they're really tiny. So your baby is literally just with you and feeling your heartbeat, warm and protected next to you. But that's a life choice. That's quite a big decision to make pretty early on, or even before you have your baby, to learn about baby wearing, buy the wrap or the carrier that you need and understand how it works and maybe even go to classes and learn. So we went over to our friend's house. They lent us a wrap. They taught us how to put it on, how to put a teddy in it, how to adjust it so it was safe. And so that was something that we decided, you know, together in advance. I mean, this was when I was pregnant rather than while trying. But actually, kind of wish I'd done it before being pregnant, because then the giant bump was in the way, so I couldn't really try on properly. But anyway, you have these conversations with your partner, and it's, and this may bring up friction, but there's no better way to really understand your point of view and your beliefs until you have to stand up for them. And so actually, if you really believe that, you're like, well, actually, yes, I know that babies have to sleep in our bedroom, like with us, you know, in a separate cot or in the same bed for at least this first 6 months, but then, you know, then they'll be straight out, then they'll be in their own room. If one of you feels like that and the other one is like, oh, I think 6 months is a bit extreme, maybe 3 months, like those type of conversations, how amazing to have those conversations now, even if it's tough, to really, and this is showing that you're really serious about this, that you're stepping into this energy, you're having these conversations. Because for so many of us, while we're going through infertility, we don't really believe that it's ever actually going to happen. There's part of us that is like, oh my God, I'm not allowed to have those conversations. I'm not allowed to think about these things, because what if it doesn't happen? Then I look really stupid to have those conversations. No, no. If you want this badly, if you are prepared to go through treatment, to physically put your body through all of these things, to emotionally put yourself through this, financially put yourself through this, if you're prepared to do that, it's okay to have a conversation about what type of parent you're going to be. It's okay. It's allowed. Like, the biggest yes you're giving to wanting to be a parent is actively trying to conceive. Everything else on top, like, we ban ourselves from really believing that it can happen. And I'm not saying you need to totally believe it will happen, but work through that resistance. Work through the part of you that is, so do the parts work. So there's a great episode I recorded, which is titled How to Decide Whether to Start or Recommence Treatment. And in there, I talk about parts work, a beautiful technique where you take the two parts of you that are having an argument and they flesh it out, basically. Check that one out and put the link in the show notes. Okay, so we've been talking about how we are deciding what we want, describing what we want, deciding how we imagine we're going to feel, and then stepping into that feeling. How else do we start to step into that feeling, stepping into the vibration, the alignment of pregnancy and parenthood? So we talked about journaling. Also, I want to talk about vision boards, mood boards. This is where basically get happy with a pair of scissors, print out or cut out from baby magazines, pregnancy magazines, a load of pictures of pregnant women, babies, certain things you want for your baby, like the type of cot you want, the baby carrier, the pram, like all the things. What baby's nursery might like look, if you think you might have a nursery. Which always makes me laugh, just a side note on that. Like I said, babies have to stay in the room you sleep in for the first 6 months of their life. That is recommended by the World Health Organization to minimize the chance of cot death. So it really, sorry that so many people are so fixated on, like, I need to create a nursery, you know, ready for my baby. You really don't. So for Jasper's first 5 months of his life, yeah, he slept in our room, in our teeny tiny flat where there really wasn't space, and a little side crib that fixed onto the edge of our bed. And then when we moved into our bigger house, he then still slept in our room for months and months and months, because that's what felt right for him and that's what he needed. So sometimes it can be good, just ditch the whole, like, you don't need a nursery, you don't need space for a nursery. You don't, babies actually, everyone says they have loads of stuff. They really don't. You don't have to have loads of stuff. You need a wrap to carry them around. You need somewhere to change them that ideally is wipeable. And they need somewhere where they can safely sleep. Like, everything else can come 6 months later. Everything else. Anyway, so you can start doing a vision board. And this is something that we do as part of the Embrace Fertility Method. It's one of the bonuses. And I'm teaching in there that this can be an incredibly triggering activity, but good. If it's triggering, do the releasing work, do the clearing work around that. And it may just be that today's not the day to do that. Like, you don't do this like straight after an unsuccessful cycle. You don't do this while you're on your period. This is more of an ovulation stage of your cycle activity, and you want it to be fun. And really pointing out as well, this can be like so joyous and so fun and like, oh, like these. And also, don't just put baby stuff and pregnancy stuff on the board. Put other things that you want. Like, do you want, you know, I don't know, to see your friends more, to go on a trip somewhere, to, I don't know, read more, stick a picture of a book on there. Like, it's not just, don't make it just about the fertility stuff. Make it that as part of the patchwork of your life. So what other things do you want to invite into your life? And it may be that you create a vision board and it feels really exciting, and then a few weeks later, like, it's not working and it becomes triggering. As soon as it's triggering, hide it away somewhere. So I made this gorgeous vision board and I had it stuck up like right there where we could see it, like in our home. And my husband's like, oh my God, like, why is there a whole page of babies and pregnant women like staring at me? And it was there for months and obviously didn't get pregnant. And so then it just became triggering. And so I put it away. But then actually around the time that I got pregnant, I'd reconnected with it and it felt different. It didn't feel so triggering. It just felt like, it's okay. And this was after my miscarriage. But I got it back out and I was like, the miscarriage didn't add up. It didn't make any sense that I had a miscarriage because I was so ready. Just so ready for this. Reconnected with it. But with any of these tools, if you're being met with resistance, then step away and do something else. So this is the next part, is you can use hypnosis tracks to speak to your subconscious mind to inform it that you are ready to become pregnant and a mother, that you are ready to step into parenthood, and that it's safe for you to do so. So the hypnosis tracks actually hit all three of the stages. So they're building up resilience, they're allowing you to clear any thoughts and beliefs that are not serving you, and then they're allowing you to step into alignment with what you want. So the tracks include visualizing. So you can do this separately to hypnosis tracks, but I've included hypnosis visualization for you as part of this recording, part of this podcast. So I invite you to listen to this only when it's safe to do so. So you need to be somewhere where you can be undisturbed and close your eyes and listen safely. So if you're listening to this while driving or commuting or you're doing something, just pause it when we get to that bit and you can come back to it later. We'll let you know when that is. When we can do the recording, rather. But I wanted for you to experience this, that you can visualize on your own. You can just sit down. And you've already been doing that with the journaling and the writing and imagining what your life's going to be like and imagining those feelings. You're stepping into that energy already. The ideal with doing this in a really conscious way and choosing to sit or lie down and listen for 20 minutes and have the track guide you into relaxation, guide you into visualization, feels really good. Because you're not having to do it and you can just lay back and note where there's any resistance, do the work around that. But also just enjoy it. So the visualization I'm sharing with you today is visualizing your family of three. Obviously, if you're going through secondary infertility, imagine your existing child or children as part of that picture as well. And what this is doing is getting you to like basically fast forward into your future. Drop yourself into the future and imagine what it's going to be like. What are you going to see? What are you going to hear? What are you going to feel in that moment? And this is so powerful because what this does is it aligns you with the energy of what you want. And so you don't need to spend your entire life in alignment with pregnancy, alignment with parenthood. But what you want is to be trying it on for size. And so when it actually comes, when you're actually pregnant, it just kind of feels like deja vu because you've practiced so many times, especially when it comes to birth. Once you're pregnant, I highly recommend hypnobirthing because you literally practice labor in your mind again and again and again. So then when you go into labor, you're like, oh, deja vu. I've done this before. And obviously you haven't, but your mind does not know the difference between real or imaginary. It hasn't got a clue. Which is why in my classes, when I ask you to bite into a slice of lemon, imaginary, your mouth fills with saliva because your mind doesn't know the lemon's not there. Your mind's going, wah, lemon, lemon, get those saliva ducts juicing, go, go, go. So yes, visualizing is the next step and stepping into that alignment and enjoying it. As soon as you're not enjoying it, stop doing it. Do something else. Anything else, anything above discontentment is good. So even boredom, if you're just bored, is better than listening to a visualization and feeling really triggered and feeling resistance. Does that make sense? So you're basically looking to raise your vibration the whole time. If listening to a hypnosis track feels really good, fantastic, keep doing it. If it feels really triggering, turn it off, do something else. So yes, I have created a set of hypnosis tracks, which, so there's a whole, I've bundled them all together. So it used to be separate ones for if you're trying naturally, separate ones if you're doing IUI, doing IVF, etc, etc, etc. But now I've done, so bundled them all together, so you don't need to pick, well, you know, I'm trying naturally this month, then in 2 months I'm going to be trying with the help of treatment, and then I'm going to go back to natural, so you don't need to decide. I've stuck them all together in a lovely, lovely bundle, and they're called Fertility Visualizations and Hypnosis. So these tracks include a different one to listen to each part of your cycle. So the first is coping and comfort. So this is, you know, when you're on your period at the, or you've had an unsuccessful cycle. And this is also, this track is suitable for both men and women to listen to. It doesn't mention periods. It doesn't mention actually anything to do with fertility or pregnancy. I've deliberately made it that this one is suitable for anyone at any time who just needs coping and comfort in their life. And so this one is about 25 minutes long and includes acupressure points to help soothe and calm your mind and body. So it comes with a little 6-minute video of acupressure points. You may already have this one if you've come to any of my free classes. This is the free MP3 that I offered on my last class. So this one is just beautiful to tune into to just calm and soothe your body. Then we have like the ovulation stage or the stimulation stage. So this is where, depending on if you're trying with or without the support of fertility treatment, you have a different track to listen to. So if you're trying naturally, this will be imagining ovulation, imagining the sperm meeting the egg, talking about, you know, connecting with your partner, connecting with your baby, encouraging your body to ovulate at the right time. And if you're trying with the help of treatment, it will be making those beautiful hypnotic suggestions to your unconscious about responding perfectly to the medications and the hormones, about your body responding well and being strong and resilient. And then you have the final step, which is when you go into your 2-week wait. And this one is all about welcoming in, inviting in that pregnancy, but not in a demanding way. So this isn't saying, so some fertility hypnosis tracks will be like, I am pregnant, you know, basically saying to the baby, like, I am pregnant now, so get in my belly now, this is happening, here we go. Whereas these tracks are more about an invitation. They are saying, this is what I really want, this is what I'm ready for, it's safe for me to have this now, and then release that letting go and allowing to come in. I've also included fertility and pregnancy affirmations. So this includes the affirmations like, I am pregnant, my body is designed to carry and birth my baby. You know, I'm strong, I'm resilient, I'm ready to do this. My body is ready to do this. I've also written a new track called Welcoming Your Embryo Home. So this is to listen to on the day of transfer if you're having treatment. And this is all about, yeah, allowing that embryo back into your body, back into your womb. And you actually listen to this before transfer, during transfer, because the studies show that women who listen to hypnosis tracks during transfer actually doubled their success rates. Doubled. This was a study done, it was about 6 years ago now. Absolutely fascinating. I'll include a link to the study. So this one, yeah, is specifically written for men. I've also included hypnosis for pain management track as part of the bundle, because I know so many of you suffer like I do with endometriosis, have physical pain at the start of your cycle. If you're going through treatment, you know, the injections might be uncomfortable. After egg collection, this is fantastic. Hypnosis track, which includes proven techniques to numb body parts without the use of pain medication. So it's basically hypnotic pain medication. So fascinating. And this is a brilliant one to get really au fait with while you're trying to conceive, because then when it comes to labour and birth, you're like, bosh, already know how to numb body parts using my mind. Fantastic. So they are all bundled in together to create a lovely, lovely bundle for you. So I'll put the link below if you're interested in finding out more about that. You also, if you're liking the sound of everything I'm talking about, then you may want to consider joining the Embrace Fertility Method, where we go into all of these steps in so much depth. And I guide you through each of these steps of building up your resilience, clearing anything that may be standing in your way, and then aligning with pregnancy and motherhood. And this is the course that I created while I was actually going through it myself 10 years ago, and it's evolved and it's grown, and I've included, as new studies have come in with new information, so like the trans embryo transfer MP3. So I read about the study that said, you know, by listening to hypnosis track during transfer, you can double the chances. So immediately that week, wrote a transfer track for people to listen to during their transfer. Because why would you not? Once you have this information, you can't unlearn it. You learn that that could help, and you're like, well, of course, then that's what we want to be doing. And so that's how the course has grown, that there's all these techniques and ideas, and as my professional training has expanded. So each year, as part of my commitment as a therapist, I undertake continued professional development. So this ensures I stay on top of, you know, the latest studies, the latest understandings in the mind-body link, and learn about the new techniques that are coming, which is why a couple of years ago, I decided to train in the applied movement deconsolidation and reconsolidation, which is a trauma release technique, which I now use with all of my one-to-one clients, because it's fantastic. Like, the shifts that we can create over the space of 3 hours, we do it over two sessions, spaced out a week apart, and it's just epic. I can't even, whole separate episodes, more episodes coming on this technique. But yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. I love it. And so that's another option as well. If you'd like to do this with that one-to-one support with me on top of the Embrace Fertility Method and group coaching, then give me a shout, because I have space to take on just two more one-to-one clients this side of Christmas. And yeah, the space is there for you if you want to step into the Embrace Circle and have that community of women who are all going through these steps now, actively, consciously making the choice to guide themselves through this, to put themselves in the best possible chance of success, be that naturally or with the help of fertility treatments. So there we go. So a quick recap. Part one, we're talking about building up your resilience in preparation for treatment. Part two, we're talking about how you clear the way for pregnancy. Part three, how to align with what you want. and using mind-body techniques that have been proven to not only improve your quality of life while trying to conceive, but can double your chances of conception. So that's not just with the hypnosis during embryo transfer. These are using mind-body techniques to try and conceive, be that naturally or with the help of treatment, and using those during this time. So I'll share some links to the studies as well, so you can check those out. So any questions whatsoever, give me a shout. Best place to contact me is either through the contact page on my website, embracefertility.co.uk, or hop over to Instagram. I absolutely love Instagram. I think it's a great platform for being able to connect. You can pop in, message me in Messenger. It's only me that sees these messages. Share whatever you like. I'm a therapist. I'm bound to secrecy. So you can share whatever you like. And what else? Oh, yes. The hypnosis. Okay, so we're going to guide you in hypnosis now, in this visualization. So like I said, only listen to this if it's safe for you to do so. If you are somewhere where you can safely close your eyes, I am going to be guiding you into deep relaxation. So don't listen to this while you're driving. It's not going to be safe. So by choosing to listen, you must take responsibility for your own well-being, because I'm sharing this publicly. Sit back and enjoy. And I would love to know how it feels to listen to this. Just drop me a note on Instagram or my website and just let me know. How did it feel? Was it triggering at all? Did it feel really nice? How did it feel to imagine your family in the future? Let me know. So taking three really deep breaths in right now. In through your nose, out through your mouth, releasing, relaxing, and letting go. Allowing your body just to settle in the moment. Feeling the weight of your arms resting. Feeling your spine supporting you, your legs on the chair or the bed. Just allowing your breath to bring you into the here and now. And giving your full focus to the very top of your head, your forehead, the little muscles around your eyes. Nothing to do right now. You can just let go and relax. Your cheeks relaxing, your jaw loosening, perhaps hanging loose, your shoulders dropping a little deeper as you let go. Noticing the gentle rise and fall of your chest. The rise and fall of your belly. And just tuning in with your breath. And imagining seeing your future stretched out in front of you, like a path or a road or a line. And just imagine being able to float above that road or path or line, so that you could gently and easily travel along your timeline and travel into your future. And some people find it easier to imagine that they stay still and their timeline moves.
And some find it easier to imagine themselves moving along that timeline. And just trust that your subconscious mind is the one doing this. And there's nothing you need to do apart from breathe and just be here in the moment. And just allowing yourself to travel into your future now. Traveling through the next 2 years, 3 years, whatever feels right for you, just trusting whatever number is right for you, is right for you. Traveling into your future until that perfect point in time where you can just stop above your timeline. And look down on what is happening below. And you can see into a room in your home, and you can see yourself, and your partner, and your child. And just allow yourself to watch that scene as if you were looking down and watching a scene in a movie. The three of you together. And look at what you're doing, how you're interacting with each other. And just look at what each of you are wearing. And then listen to the conversation that's being had. And now just allow yourself to float down into that scene, so melting into the future you and being able to see through her eyes. You're there in your home with your partner and your child. And your child is a toddler, running around the room, laughing, screaming, really, really enjoying themselves. And you're joining in, delighting in the fact that they're so in the moment, so free, so alive, allowing themselves to just be, because that's what toddlers do. They just exist. They don't think about the future, they don't think about the past. They just exist in the present moment. What does your child look like? Are they a boy or a girl? What does their hair look like? What are they wearing? And don't worry if you can't see. Just get a sense or a feeling of what they're like. What makes them laugh? What makes them smile? And looking around the room, what else can you hear in that room? The conversations that are had in that room, the learning, the play. Can you smell anything? Maybe the window's open, maybe you can smell flowers from the garden. Maybe you've been cooking, maybe there's the smell of dinner in the home. Maybe it just smells like your house. The washing powder you use, the perfume you wear, the shower gel your partner uses. What can you taste? What did you have for dinner? What was the last drink that you had? How does it feel to be in your body, to be in that moment? Just imagine sitting down on your sofa and your child climbing up into your lap, feeling the weight of them on your legs, your arms wrapping around them as they ask you to read them a story. And it's your favourite story from when you were a child. Your favourite story that you remember, and it brings back so many happy memories from your childhood. Just that story that maybe someone read you at home, or at a friend's house, or at school. But a story that stuck with you. A story that you returned to. And you're reading that story again now. And just hear the words as they come out of your mouth. See the pictures as you turn the page. Your child following along, looking at the pictures, perhaps asking questions, perhaps just watching, listening. And your partner joins you and sits next to you, enjoying the story, perhaps adding voices if appropriate. The three of you together. What does it feel like in this moment? Just allow yourself to fully immerse yourself in what it feels like in this moment. The weight of your child on your lap, your arms holding them, supporting them, your partner right there next to you. And just allow a smile to form on your lips. Just allow this to be so, this moment. Just allow gratitude for this moment to flood your body as if this moment has already happened. Really immerse yourself for gratitude that this is so. This is happening. This has happened. What would it feel like to really feel grateful for this moment as if it was already here? Already passed. And just placing one hand on your heart, tuning into your heart anchor. And placing your hand down. Now just imagine going through the rest of the bedtime routine with your child. Taking them to the bathroom, brushing their teeth, their hair, helping them use the loo, getting them changed into their pajamas, and taking them into their bedroom. What does their room look like? Maybe you've decorated it. Maybe your partner's decorated it. Or maybe your child picked the colours and the toys and the pictures. Just seeing that room now, your mind's eye. Maybe the nightlight that you've picked. I'm just putting the nightlight on now and dimming or turning off the main light to create that cozy feel in the room. And what can you hear in the room? Maybe you have a lullaby that you play, or music, maybe even meditation music. Something that's soothing and calming right before bed. What does the room smell like? Again, maybe the window's open and you can smell flowers in the garden. Maybe it just smells of toys and that smell of washing powder and cleanliness, soap, baby shampoo. And just imagine tucking your child into bed, kissing them goodnight. And what would you say to them? What would the last thing, just before they fall asleep, the very last thing that you say to them? And is there anything they say back? And your partner comes in. And what's the last thing that he says just before your child goes to sleep? And then you leave the room. And go back downstairs or into your living area and sit back down on the sofa. And you look at each other and you smile. Because this is the moment that you have been waiting for, the moment you've been dreaming of. It's here. It's part of your lives. Placing a hand on your heart again. Just tuning in for the gratitude you feel. Your child safe and secure in their bed. And you here with your partner. Now just imagine floating back along your timeline. Coming back in time. All the way to the present moment. All the way back, seeing all the things that you could do that have happened to get you to that moment in your future. All the moments of gratitude and joy. All of the things as you come all the way back to right now, in this moment. And taking another 3 really deep breaths in. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please do subscribe so you will be the first to know when an episode goes live. And I would absolutely love it if you could share it with anyone you think may benefit. And please do leave me a review. The more people that leave me the reviews, the more other people know what this podcast is about, what they can expect, and why they should be listening. That would be absolutely fantastic. And please do come and join my mailing list. Just come to embracefertility.co.uk. I'm here in the UK, everyone. And then you will see a massive button that says Stressless Freebies. Press that and you will get the first chapter of my upcoming book, where I share all of the studies between stress and fertility and really get into the truth of that. You're then going to get your 3-minute reset button MP3, the heart anchor gratitude exercise, and the emotions game. So go to embracefertility.co.uk and then hop over to Instagram and follow me at embracefertility.